Good evening and welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Allie Lightfoot. I'm speaking with Betty Palick. Betty was one of the producers for the documentary film Rock Steady, The Roots of Reggae. This documentary tells the story of the Rock Steady era, which was from 1966 to 1969 in Jamaica, and considered by music experts to be the golden age of Jamaican music. It's a blend of ska, soul, and R&B. Rocksteady developed buoyant rhythms, prominent bass lines, beautiful vocals, and socially conscious lyrics that became reggae. We'll be talking to Betty today about the history of the style of music, the artists, its origins, and about the film she produced. Welcome to Talkin' Music, Betty.
I'm very happy to be here. Thank you.
So I wanted to start by defining what rocksteady is a bit. It's a style of music considered to be the roots of reggae music, and I certainly learned a lot about it just researching for this interview. I didn't know that ska music actually came first. Can you tell us a little bit about the origins of rocksteady and how it fits into the history of reggae?
Yes, I would be happy to do so. It is true that ska came first. It was already popular in around 1960 and on. It was very fast, with a very catchy guitar riff and a profusion of percussive instruments and lots of horns, and very, very fast. That was ska. Rocksteady changed all that. Rocksteady came in around 1966. Had a different bass line. It was very bold, and it was conveyed in a very laid-back fashion. Along with this change came a contraction of the size of the orchestras, so much fewer horns, fewer percussive instruments, and also an increase in the number of solo and group performers. So the voice was given a greater prominence. But rocksteady owns much of its development on the decade of 1960s Jamaica, which was a roller coaster decade. The island was transformed politically, socially, economically, and culturally. And why was that? Well, Jamaica got its independence from Great Britain in 1962. There was great rejoicing all over the island, of course. Then, during the next few years, celebration, optimism, economic growth, opportunity happened in the early 60s. Recording studios popped up all over Kingston, and they competed for the best artists. And they produced an astonishing number of songs, many of which became hits in Jamaica and overseas. So all of a sudden you had these, you know, singers being all coming in and studios competing against one another to attract the best singers. Many wonderful songs were created at this time, such as You Don't Love Me Anymore, No, 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 The Tide Is High, Rivers of Babylon.
No, no, no. Thank you.
You're listening to an interview with Betty Palick, a producer on the documentary film Rock Steady, The Roots of Reggae. I spoke with Betty earlier today by phone. What's so special about this music that, you know, made you want to work on a documentary film about it?
You know, everyone, I think millions of people around the world love reggae and the music of Bob Marley. I think that's a given. But yet not many people know how reggae started. Reggae emerged from this musical style called rock steady. In fact, Bob Marley was a rock steady singer as well. And this rock steady music, which had its heyday in the mid-60s, we wanted to tell the story of rock steady because it had been really eclipsed by the success of reggae. And we worried that it was in danger of being forgotten. And so we, you know, to make this film about Rocksteady, we set out to bring together the remaining singers and musicians of the Rocksteady era who are still alive with us. Don't forget, this is in the 1960s, so these people are in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. So some had left Jamaica decades ago, but we found them and we brought them together for a reunion in Kingston, where it all began over 40 years ago. And they came together to record an album of rock steady hits, to play at a reunion concert, which we organized, and to tell us their stories.
There's some debate about what the first rock steady song is. The film indicates that they think it was Hopeton Lewis, who you mentioned is in the film. And and it was with his song, Take It Easy. And he explained that it came by accident when they were recording and he was finding it difficult to keep pace with the fast-moving ska beat. And so one of the musicians he was working with told him to slow it down. And what I love about that story is, well, first of all, that the song is called Take It Easy, because I really do feel like it went from ska to rock steady, which ska was this high-paced, like super energetic rhythm, to this kind of chilled, laid back, you know, more relaxed vibe, like calm and easy is the way they describe it. Why do you think that calm and easy thing had to enter the musical realm at that point? And also, I just think it's interesting that a lot of times music seems to come about because of a mistake like that. Like they sort of, somebody stumbles upon it, you know. I'm wondering what some of the surprises were that you found when you were working on this project.
Well, you know, a lot of inventions come about through a stumbling upon or through an accident. So I think that's very common in the history of mankind. I mean, we definitely, you know, believed Hopeton Lewis. He was there at this reunion. They were trying to record this song to a fast-moving ska. Take It Easy to a fast-moving ska, it was very hard to do. Jackie Jackson was there in the studio at the time. He was playing bass. Pianist Glady Anderson. And, of course, Lynn Tate, who I had mentioned, the guitarist. They were all present, and they were the major pioneers of Rocksteady. He asked Glady to slow it down. And Glady said, this boy here is a Rocksteady. And the word stuck. So the song caught on so fast that it was unbelievable. He says, Hopeton Lewis said he couldn't believe how quickly the song caught on. Everyone in Jamaica was singing Take It Easy. It was an instant hit.
Take a time. Take your time, take your time, no need to hurry. Take it easy, take it easy, take it easy, no need to hurry. No slipping, no sliding, no bumping, no boring, I want to ride into town. If you fall from the race, it's no disgrace. Just pick yourself from off the ground. Take your time, take your time, take your time. No need to hurry, no, no, no. Take it easy, take it easy, take it easy, take it easy. No need to hurry. For the road is rough, and don't you ever get stuck. Take your time, take it easy, take your time. No need to hurry on. Take it easy, take it easy, take it easy. No need to hurry. Take your time, take your time, take your time. No need to worry. No slipping, no sliding, no bumping, no boring. I won't fit right into town. If you fall from the race, it's no disgrace. Just pick yourself from off the ground. And take your time, take your time, take your time. No need to worry, no, no, no. Take it easy, take it easy, take it easy, take it easy. No need to worry, oh, oh. Take your time now, take your time, take your time, take your time. No need to worry. For the road is rough, and don't you ever get stuck.
Seems like there's a lot of songs about Rudy, which there are in ska music as well, but for people who don't know, who were the Rudies?
Okay, well, the Rudies, there were many wonderful. We have many wonderful songs about Rudies, and we have in our documentary and on our CD, one of The Conquering Ruler by Derek Morgan is a song about Rudy, as is Tougher Than Tough is another song. Well, the Rudies, the way I understand it, were boys who kind of came in from the countryside. They could not find work. They started forming kind of gangs. They dressed differently to kind of stand out. They were basically troublemakers, you know, because they had no work. And they were unruly gangs. Mm. They were also called rude boys. So the Rudies are short for rude boys. And they lived in the ghetto. They were, you know, criminals because there was not enough work. There was all this social dislocation. They had no family around to control them. And there were a lot of songs about the Rudies, like, you know, Slow Down and Don't Make Trouble and even songs celebrating the Rude Boys. But a lot of rural youths just flocked into Kingston looking for work. Which they could not find. Rocksteady Singers looked at the society around them and gave voice to what was happening. So it was Rocksteady allowed social commentary and message type of songs.
This is Conquering Ruler from Rocksteady artist Derek Morgan.
Introducing myself as your Ace from Space. You see, I'm no Skylarker. I'm only known as a conquering ruler. Coming from the north, my face to the south, I'm quite sure I can knock them out. I'm the conqueror. Anywhere I go, I am the conqueror. Yes, a ruler also, the conqueror. I want you all to know I am the conqueror. Nor the West, I leave the public to suggest I'm the conqueror. Anywhere I go, the conqueror. Yes, I rule also, the conqueror. I want you all to know I am the conqueror. Put on a frown when I'm wearing my crown. Right here in the street is where we'll all meet. I'm the conqueror. Anywhere I go, I am the conqueror. Yes, conqueror. I want you all to know I am the conqueror. And when I play in London, I'm the conqueror. And if I'm in Spain, I'm the conqueror. Right here in Harlem, I'm the conqueror. Down in Jamdom, I'm the conqueror. Yeah, man, Derek Morgan said. Oh, boy. The conqueror's face. But look on them face, huh? Favor them old pick-up all result. Oh, boy. The conqueror's face. Yeah, man. The conqueror. Yeah. Yes, I am the hammer to carry the banner. Leadless, my friend, you started to holler. I'm the conqueror. Anywhere I go, I am the conqueror. Yes, I rule also, I am the conqueror. I want you all to know I am the conqueror. Put down the frown when I'm wearing my crown. Right here in the street is where we'll all meet. I am the conqueror. Anywhere I go, I am the conqueror. Yes, I rule also, I am the conqueror. I want you all to know I am the conqueror. And when I play in Jamdom, I'm the conqueror. Right here in Japan, I'm the conqueror. Down here in Holland, I'm the conqueror. Right in London, I'm the conqueror. And anywhere I play, I am the conqueror. Yeah, man, Derek Morgan said. The conqueror speaks, man.
You're listening to an interview with Betty Palick, a producer on the documentary film Rock Steady, The Roots of Reggae. We're lucky enough, Betty, to have the Melodians coming to perform in Paonia. This is happening this Saturday. And I wondered if you could tell us anything about the Melodians.
Well, the Melodians were a Rock Steady group. It was a trio. And in 1967... they wrote Rivers of Babylon. The song was written by two of the three performers, Brent Dow and Trevor McNaughton. And what's so wonderful about this song is, first of all, how many other people recorded it, but the text of the song comes from the Old Testament, Psalm 137. And it's the Psalm 137 is about the yearnings of the Jewish people who are in exile after the Babylonian conquest of Jerusalem in 586 BC. And the text in the Old Testament, you know, talks about how they're sitting by the river of Babylon, but they can't sing because they are in exile. And so they basically took this text and transform it, but you know they refer to their Rastafarian religion. For the Rastafarians, which kind of a religion that grew out of Jamaica at this time, Babylon refers to any governmental system that is oppressive or unjust. So and also the Rastafarian religion. The Rastafarians identify themselves as belonging to the 12 tribes of Israel. So interestingly, the song became a Rastafarian anthem. The Melodians, the way they performed it, was very, very soulful, but with a rock steady beat. And then, so that was in 1967. And then 11 years later, in 1978, it became a huge international hit when it was recorded by Bonnie M. which was a group, I believe they lived in Germany, but the song became a huge hit in the UK, one of the top 10 selling songs of all time. Many, many other groups have since have recorded it, and it is a wonderful song. So that's what the Melodians have given to the world. We're very lucky to have them in your town this week.
We certainly are. I've been speaking with Betty Palak. She is a producer of the documentary film Rock Steady, The Roots of Reggae. Where can people see this film?
Well, it was released in 2009, but I believe it is available still on iTunes, Netflix, possibly Amazon as well.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Betty.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Allie Lightfoot. You can see the Melodians this Saturday at the Paradise Theater in Paonia. Show starts at 8 p.m. Tickets are available at the station during business hours or at brownpapertickets.com or at the door the day of the show. Here's Rivers of Babylon from the Melodians.
I know you all know this song. And I want you all to sing along with me, y'all. Whenever there's a part that you remember, you can come along and sing. Let's all be one. Sing. By the rivers of Babylon, where we sat down, and there we were, when we remember Zion. For the wicked carried us away, captivity required from us a song. How can we sing King Alpha's song in a strange land? Thank you. Okay, we're going to give you another one here. Checking it out over here.